The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's parsha, the two parshas, Behar and Bechukesai, in the last two parshas of Sefer Vayikra. This evening we'll speak about Parshas Bechukesai. In the beginning of Bechukesai, it states, Im Esai Teilechu, Mitzvesai Tishmeru Vasisem Esom. If you shall walk in my statutes, and you will guard my mitzvahs, and you will do them. And then the Torah brings many brachas. V'nosati Gishmeichem Itom. You will have rains, not only rains, but rains in the proper time. V'nosno Ha'oretz Yivula Veitzasod Yitein Pirye. And the land will give forth its fruits, and the trees of the field will give fruits. Here the Chazal tell us not only the fruit trees, but even the non-fruit trees will also give forth fruits. And when you're threshing, it'll be time to harvest the olives. And when you're harvesting the olives, it'll be time already to plant a new crop. In other words, the crops will be so abundant that they will overlap from one season to the other. V'achaltem lachmechem laseva, v'ishavtem levetech be'atzichem. And you will eat your bread with satisfaction. Here the sages say, not only you'll have enough to eat, but there'll be a special brocha of tzviya, of satisfaction, where you can eat a little and it will satisfy you. And you shall dwell in the land with trust. Vinosati Sholem Boretz, and perhaps you'll say that what good are all of these brochas if there is no peace? I will make peace in the land. Ushaftem ve'en machrid. And when you lay down to sleep at night, you will not fear. Vishbati chayarom in oretz v'cherev leisav v'batzichem. And I will drive out wild animals from your land, and a sword shall not pass through your land. Not only you won't have war, but even a sword will not pass through. And you will chase your enemies, and they will fall before your sword. And 5 of you will chase 100, and 100 will chase 10,000. And your enemy will fall before you by your sword. Ufanisi alechem v'ifreisi eschem v'irbeisi eschem v'akimeisi esbrisi itchem. And I shall pay all of my attention to you, and I shall multiply you, and I shall make you irbeisi eschem, I shall make you tall and strong, and I shall keep my covenant with you. V'achaltem yoshon noshon yoshon nipnei chodesh teitzio. And you'll have so much to eat from the new crops that there'll be so much left over when the new crops come. There's still old crops, that you'll eat old crops more than the new crops. And when it comes to bringing the new crops, you'll have to find place for the old crops in order to make room for the new crops. Ponosati mishkoni b'seichem v'leisigal nafshi eschem. And I shall place my sanctuary amongst you, and I shall not reject you. V'salachti b'seichem v'yisi lochem le'lokim v'atem tiyuli lo'om. And I shall walk amongst you, and I shall be before you for a Lord, and you shall be my nation. Ani Hashem elokeichem asher hoceisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim miyais lohem avodim be'eshbor ma'ateis ulchem ve'eilech eschem komimius. I am the Lord your God that has taken you out of Egypt, where you were slaves, and I broke the yokes of your slavery, and I brought you upright to this land. So the Torah tells us that if you shall walk in my statutes, this mitzvesai tishmaru, and you will guard my mitzvahs, vasisem eisom, and you will fulfill them, then all of these brochas will come upon us. And then we hear the converse. Im leisi shmuli, and if you will not listen to me, v'leisa asu eis kol ha-mitzvahs ha-elu, and you will not do all of these mitzvahs, Bim bechukei saiti moasu, and you will, the my statutes will be repugnant, displeasing in your eyes. V'mishpotai tigal nafshichem, and my commandments, my laws, will be repugnant to you. Levilti aseis es kol mitzvosai, and you shall not do all of my mitzvahs. Lahafrechem es brishi, and you shall break my covenant. So af ani es eseis lochem, then I also shall act this way to you. If karati aleichem, and I shall bring on you beholo as ashachefes v'sakadachas mechalei seinayim, and here the Torah goes into great length to tell us of, heaven forbid, of the kloleis, the curses and the yisurin, the great hardships and difficulties that will come. Now the first principle that's mentioned here is imechukeisai teilechu, that if you shall walk in my statutes. What does that mean? What does it mean to walk in my statutes? So we should say this means that you will do my mitzvahs. You will listen to all of my mitzvahs and fulfill them. But then immediately afterwards it states ves mitzvosai tishmaru, that you will guard my mitzvahs, ba'asisem esom, and you shall do them. So what does it mean then, im b'chukeisai teilechu? If the Torah explicitly says es mitzvosai tishmaru, that you shall guard my mitzvahs, ba'asisem esom, and you shall do them, so what does it mean, im b'chukeisai teilechu, that you shall walk in my statutes? How does one walk in Hashem's statutes? So the Teiris Kahanim asks this question. Rashi brings it. The Teiris Kahanim says, Yochel ze kiyum ha-mitzvahs. Could this mean fulfillment of mitzvahs? No. Immediately afterwards it speaks of fulfillment of mitzvahs. So what does it mean you shall walk in my statutes? And it's very important for us to understand exactly what this means, because this is the cornerstone of all of the brachas that are to follow. How does one walk in the statutes of the Almighty if we are not referring to guarding and fulfilling his mitzvahs? So the Teiris Kahanim answers, what does it mean? Shetiyu amelim b'Torah. To labor, to toil in Torah. So therefore, im b'chukeisai teilechu, if you shall labor and toil in my statutes, ves mitzvosai tishmaru, and you will guard my mitzvahs, vasisem eisom, and you will fulfill them, nosati gishmechem bi'itom, then I will give you rains and all of the brachos that we're speaking of. So the first cornerstone is b'chukeisai teilechu, to walk in my statutes, which means you shall labor and toil in my Torah. Then when we come to the klolos, to the curses, it states v'imleis ishma'uli, if you will not listen to me. What does that mean? What does it mean you shall not listen to me? Most likely that would refer to not listening to my commandments, not fulfilling the commandments. But immediately afterwards it says, "V'lei sasu es kol ha-mitzvos ha'ela," and you will not do all of these mitzvahs. So again the Teiris Kahanim asks, Rashi brings it. Yochel lekiyum mitzvahs, could this mean fulfillment of mitzvahs? Are kiyum mitzvahs omor? Later on it speaks of fulfilling of mitzvahs. Homani makayim v'lim leisishmuli. So what does it mean that if you do not listen to me, liyeis amelim b'Torah, if you will not listen to me to toil and labor in Torah, and you will not fulfill my mitzvahs and so forth and so on, then will come all of the contrary to brachas. So we see that the first cornerstone, the first foundation, is to labor and toil in Torah. This will bring all of the brachas, and the lack of labor and toil in Torah will bring all of the curses. Rashi goes one step further. Rashi says, if we study these psukim a little more, we'll see, in accordance to the explanation of the Torah's Kahanim, that we are speaking of seven averus, because it states, "Im le sishmoli, you will not listen to me; v'le sasu is kol ha-mitzvus, and you will not do all of the mitzvus; v'michukesai timoasu, and if you reject my statutes; v'im es mishpotai tigal nafshichem, and my mitzvus are repugnant to you; levilti aseis is kol mitzvaisai lahafrechem es brisi, and you will not do the mitzvus, and you will break my covenant." So Rashi says we are speaking here of seven mitzvahs, seven averus, and one brings the other. What are they? So Rashi says, the first one, that you will not listen to me, this refers to, this is the Rashi at the end of the page, Leilomad, the avera of not studying Torah. Leilomad, if you won't study, then it brings us to a second avera. The second avera is Leoso, you will not do mitzvahs. So that's what the next pasuk says, the Leisasu es kol ha-mitzvus. If you will not do mitzvahs, it will bring you to a third avera, ma'ais ba'acherim ha'esim, where you begin to become displeased and you despise others that do mitzvahs. And that's in the pasuk, v'mechukesai timoasu, that you begin to despise my mitzvahs. When you become displeased and you despise others that do mitzvahs, this will bring you to a fourth avera, where you will despise those who give the mitzvahs, seinei sachachomim. You will hate the sages. And that's in the next pasuk that states, v'mishpotai tigal nafshechem, that my commandments, my mitzvahs, will become repugnant to you. From here, you go to a fifth avera, that when you despise the sages which give the mitzvahs, meinea es acheri, you will actually do things to prevent others from fulfilling mitzvahs. And that's in the pasuk, levilti aseis es kol mitzvosai. Levilti aseis, that you will stop even others from doing. And from there, you'll come to a sixth avera, kefir ba mitzvahs. You will deny that the mitzvahs exist. You will say, this is not a mitzvah. Shabbos is not a mitzvah. Kashrus is not a mitzvah. Tefillin is not a mitzvah. Matzah is not a mitzvah. Lashon Hara is not a mitzvah. And where is that written? Where it states, Levilti Asis is called mitzvaisai. It doesn't say you will stop from doing all mitzvahs, all of my mitzvahs. Well, you will deny that the mitzvahs are mine. The mitzvahs are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from here, you'll go to a seventh avera, Lahafrechem es brisi, where you will break my covenant, Kofer Biker, where you'll deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She says, we are speaking about Sheva Averas, Achas Geireres Chavato. Seven averas, one brings the other. The first one is, he doesn't study, that will lead to lack of fulfillment. lack of fulfillment that will lead to displeasure with others who fulfill mitzvahs. This will lead with displeasure with those who command the mitzvahs, the sages. This will go further with trying to prevent others from fulfilling mitzvahs. From here he'll go further to deny that there is a mitzvah. And from here he'll come to deny that there is a God, there's a giver of the mitzvahs. And again, and that's what these psukim say, where it says, "Im leisi shmuli," if you will not listen to me, "v'leisasu es kol ha-mitzvos eilu," and you will not fulfill all of these mitzvahs, "im bechukei seitim asu," and you will have displeasure from my statutes, mishpotai tigal nafshichem, and my commandments will be repugnant, levilti asis is called mitzvosai, and if they will not be done, all of the mitzvahs, lahafrichem es brisi, to break the covenant. And from there the Torah goes into the contrary of the brochas, the klolos. Now let's just spend a minute going into these seven Averis, where we see with what Chazal has told us in other places how these lead into the other. The first one is Leilomad. If a person will not study Torah, then from there he'll come to lack of fulfillment of mitzvahs. This is what the Chazal say, that La'ilam Godl HaTalmud, how great is the study of Torah, and La'ilam Kodem HaTalmud, HaTalmud Kodem, that the study of Torah should always take priority. Shahatalmud Mevi Lidei Maiso, because the study of Torah brings one to the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Now this is not like the many understand, that if you don't learn, lack of yediyah, then how can you fulfill mitzvahs? You won't know what to do. That's not the meaning. All of that's true, but that's not the meaning. To fulfill mitzvahs, you need more than just yediyah, than information. There are many, many people who have a lot of information and they still don't fulfill mitzvahs. Maisa means madreges ha-maisa. To fulfill mitzvahs, that's a level. That's a tremendous level. Filling mitzvahs is just not a matter of information, and if you have the information, therefore you fulfill the mitzvahs. You also have the Yetzirah to contend with. You have many, many strong currents against the person for fulfilling mitzvahs. The Tariag, the 613 mitzvahs, are not easy to fulfill. And therefore it's not necessarily dependent on information. To become a Baal Maisa, to become a person of deeds, you have to be on a great madrega, on a great level. On a level to be able to do deeds and to do mitzvahs, even when there are great consequences against the doing of it. Even when there can be loss of personal gain, loss of prestige, loss of comfort, and so on. One has to be a great maimin b'Hashem. He has to have great emunah Hashem to do mitzvahs. And there's the quality of mitzvahs. To do mitzvahs with the quality. When the Chazal say, Godl ha-Talmud she-ha-Talmud mevi lidei maiso, this is what they're referring to. Talmud will bring a person to madreges ha-maiso, to the level of fulfillment. It will direct a person. It will inspire a person. It will make a person great and strong in order that he can fulfill mitzvahs. To fulfill mitzvahs requires much more than just information. Therefore, leilomad, if a person is not in Torah, if he's not studying Torah, so then leoso, he will not come to mitzvahs. Then it states, if he doesn't fulfill mitzvahs, then he begins to despise others that fulfill mitzvahs. And the reason for this is because if he is not at the level of deeds and mitzvahs, then he's in the hands of the Yetzer Hara, and no longer does he see the value of mitzvahs. He doesn't see how precious, how important. He doesn't see the truth, the justice in the mitzvahs. His sight becomes perverted. And therefore, he starts to reject not only mitzvahs, but even others who fulfill the mitzvahs. They become rejected. He doesn't like them. They're not modern. They're fanatics. And so forth and so on. This comes all after that he has not brought himself to the level of mitzvahs. So therefore, lay also, if you do not fulfill mitzvahs, then the next step downward is that he has displeasure from others who fulfill mitzvahs. From here it goes a step further. Not only does he have displeasure from others who fulfill mitzvahs, but he starts to attack the source of those that instruct others to fulfill mitzvahs. Why are you doing this? Who told you to do this? What do they know about it? It's archaic. It's old-fashioned. Doesn't apply today. So they start to attack the source of the ones who are instructing others to do mitzvahs. So it comes the Seinei Chachomim. He starts to have hatred for the sages. So you're going a step further. And this is the Teira Shebaal Peh. From there, his estrangement and divorcement from Torah grows. Well, not only does he have not only despises the ones who instruct Torah, but he wants to do something actively to stop others from fulfilling mitzvahs. So it comes now, he goes to another level. Meneya ha'achirim ha'esim es ha'mitzvahs. Milakayim es ha'mitzvahs. He does what he can to prevent others from fulfilling mitzvahs. The longer does he like others to fulfill mitzvahs, and he'll do what he can. He'll throw stumbling blocks in front of them. And this is a very serious level, because the Rambam brings in Hilchos Tshuva that there are 24 types of Avedas that are ma'atvines o'odim, that prevent a person from doing Tshuva. And one is those who are me'akev acherim or sarabi melaseis ha-mitzvah, who prevent others from doing mitzvahs. Once he's at that level, then he falls even further. Where he becomes so estranged and so contrary to mitzvahs, and to everything that has to do with mitzvahs, that he begins to deny the mitzvahs themselves. And he says, such a mitzvah doesn't exist. This is not a mitzvah. You're making a mistake. This is the wrong interpretation. And what does he do? He starts to restructure mitzvahs. He now will become the expert as to what is a mitzvah and what isn't a mitzvah. No longer are the sages, the Chazal, are experts, because this he's already rejected. He will interpret what is a mitzvah and what is not. And he starts to refashion in accordance to his own convenience, his own needs, what are mitzvahs and what are not mitzvahs. And then from there, he finally can come to the lowest level. And that is Lahafrechem es Brisi, where he breaks the covenant, where he's kefir biker, where he denies the giver of all mitzvahs. Now that he has denied the mitzvahs, he will come to deny the giver of all mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very true what the Chazal tell us in Masechta Yuma and in the Medrash, where it says that the Oren HaKodesh had a Zer Zohov, a golden crown on top of it. And the Orem, this represented the Torah. Amai kori zer, why is it called a crown? In zocha nase zer. If you zocha to Torah, if you approach Torah properly, and you grow properly in Torah, then it becomes your crown. Im lo zocha, but if you do not approach Torah properly, then nase zor. It's the same word, but it's just pronounced differently. It becomes estranged from you. Torah can become so close to you that it will become a crown which you will wear on your head, or it can become so far from you, well, nase zer, zor, where it will become totally estranged. And this is what we see. Im bechukeisei teleichu, that if you study and you toil in the Torah, and then from here you go from one level to the other, where Torah becomes a crown. But if not, then Torah becomes totally estranged, where you become divorced from all of Torah and all of mitzvahs and people that fulfill mitzvahs and the giver of mitzvahs and the instructor of mitzvahs and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now from all of this, we can learn what is the proper Avedis Hashem. What is the proper serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Yiddishkeit? What does it mean to serve Hashem? Serving Hashem means that it must all flow from the study of Torah. Because this is what the Torah says. If you will study Torah, and you will listen to the mitzvahs, then you will fulfill the mitzvahs, and so on and so on, then all of the brachas will come. If you'll turn away from the study of the Torah, and then you will go further and further and further, then all of the contrary of brachas. The serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Torah mean? What do mitzvahs mean? That all serving of Hashem must be neveya, must flow from Torah itself, must flow from the study and the labor in Torah itself, must be intertwined, must be attached to the study and labor of Torah. If it's detached, if it's divorced, then no, it's not Avedis Hashem. And this is why many of the Rosh Hashivas, the Gdelim, used to always express themselves that we don't have religion. Other nations of the world have religion. We don't have religion. We have Torah. All of us serving of Hashem must flow from Torah, from the study of Torah. Religion in its own sense, that there's no place for it. Maybe by the nations of the world, but not by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were not given religion, they were given Torah. And the cornerstone is that if you will walk, if you will study and toil in my statutes. And this is what the Chazal tell us, therefore, By Klal Yisrael, Avodas Hashem and wisdom and Torah must go hand in hand. An ignorant person cannot be righteous. The Ein Bo Yirei Chet, and the empty person, the one who's empty, cannot fear Hashem. If it's a matter of religion, and other religions, it has very little to do with study. It has to do with character. It has to do with the person. He can fear Hashem, he can fear sin, he can be righteous. Not in Klal Yisrael. Le'am Oretz Chosid. Righteousness must come from being steeped in Torah. Yirei Chet, fear of sin. This cannot come from the Bora. The Bora is the empty one. It must come from someone who's full of Torah. And the Or Chaim HaKodesh on this posuk brings, he brings this inyan of Le'am Oretz Chosid and Ein Bo Yirei Chet. Now, since we've established this, that when it comes to approaching Hashem, when it comes to serving Hashem, the entry and the foundation is to study Torah. This is the foundation which everything else is built on. And if this is not there, then everything falls. So then it's very important for us to study exactly the words of the Torah which instruct us on this foundation. Now notice it does not say Im b'teirosi, if in my Torah you will study. It doesn't say that. It says Im b'chukesai, if in my statutes teilechu, you shall walk. That's the expression of the Torah which is referring to the study of Torah. And the sages explain that we're not referring merely to the study of Torah, but yes, amelim the Torah. More than the study of Torah, the labor and the toil and the effort in Torah. If you will be amelim the Torah, if you will not listen to me to be amelim the Torah, what does it mean to omel the Torah? Yegia, labor, effort, toil. Now let's see what we can learn from this. The Maral in his Gurai, he makes three observations. Firstly, he says, why does it say teilechu? The Torah wants to tell us you should labor in Torah. So then why does it use the word you shall walk in Torah? What is walking, teilechu, have to do with laboring in Torah? So firstly, he says, because there's walking and there's sitting or standing. Sitting takes no effort whatsoever. Sitting is b'manucha. A person wants to rest, he sits. Standing takes a little effort, but not too much. To move, to walk, that takes great effort. It's actually contrary to the nature of the person. Because the person, at least the physical man, that was created from the earth doesn't move. See, earth doesn't move. If ever earth moves, it's not moving because of its own force, it's been motivated by another force. And man was created from the earth. So the physical forces in man demand that he doesn't move. That's why physically man gravitates to sit, not to move. When he moves, it's going contrary to his nature. That's from the nefesh already. The nefesh came from Nemal, from above, not from the earth, not from the offer of minoris, the dust of the earth.
That's why it's difficult to move, because you have to go contrary to your physical nature. Walking takes effort and toil. And that's why the Torah said, "Imechukaisai telechu," that you shall walk in my Torah. It's not enough to rest in my Torah. You must walk in the Torah, which means that you must use great effort and great toil, contrary to the physical nature of man, in order to study Torah. If you will do this, then you'll have all the success that the Torah writes. But if you will study Torah in a fashion where you're half asleep, or you merely go through the motions, or you merely read the information, but you do not toil, you do not labor, not like walking, then that's not what the Torah is speaking about. That's why it said in the Chukesai Telechu, that if you shall walk in my Torah. That's one observation. Second observation he makes, walking denotes something else. What does walking denote? When a person is standing or sitting, he's not moving from one place to the other. But when he's walking, he's moving from one place to the other. This is how one must toil in Torah. When one studies Torah, every time he studies Torah, he must go from one place to the other, as if one is walking. What does this mean? There must constantly be a tosfes chokhmah. He must constantly become wiser. He must constantly become more aware of something that he wasn't aware of before. When we study, we must place effort into study of Torah, where every word we study is making us wiser than we were before we studied that word. Every statement of Chazal is adding something to us that we didn't have before. And if we learn the same statement over once or twice or 100 times, each time it's adding more to us, more wisdom that we didn't have before. Either in volume or in depth. How is this possible? This is only possible with great effort and great toil. In other words, that when you learn, it's not like merely saying the words, or just like someone who's davening something and he doesn't realize what he's saying. But it must be with an effort in a direction of constant growth. Tosfes chokhmah, constantly to become wiser and wiser with each word of Torah. That's why it states in the Chukesai Teilechu, you shall walk in my statutes. When you sit or you stand, you are not going anywhere. When you are walking, you are going somewhere. When you toil in Torah, you must be going somewhere. That's the second observation he makes. A third observation he makes is, if we're speaking about labor in Torah, why does it say Bechukesai? Chukim means statutes. We're not only referring to statutes. Statutes refer to the division of Torah, of mitzvahs, which have no apparent reason. We're referring to all parts of Torah. Mishpotim, division of Torah that have apparent reasons. And this he answers, also to teach us something. When you study a mitzvah, that's very logical, it's easy. You study, for example, the mitzvah of Kibur Av V'Em. We understand why you should give honor to your mother or your father or mother. So it's easy. You study a mitzvah of Tzedakah. We understand why you should give charity to the poor. So it's easy. It's easy to give reasons and sforas. It's easy to find, to squeeze out the wine of the Torah. But when you come to a chok, for example, you come to Shatnas to Klai, you shouldn't wear wool and linen together. Or kashrus. Torah said, this you can eat and this you shouldn't eat. If it has a split hoof, you can eat it. If it doesn't have, you can't eat. And so on and so on. Shchita. If you shecht 50% of the place of the shechita, it's not kosher. 51% it's kosher. When we study these mitzvahs, these are difficult. They have no apparent reasons. So these you can only study with great difficulty, with great effort and great toil. And the reasons of the Torah only come out only after great amelus, great labor. That's why what the Torah here is trying to teach us, that the cornerstone of all avodas Hashem, serving Hashem, comes from toil, from labor. Therefore, it expresses itself by saying, "In bechukeisai telechu," that if you shall walk in my statutes, which requires great labor. So those are three observations that the Maral makes in the Gurai. The Ragatzover, in his Sefer, his and Chumash in Parshas Bechukeisai, he makes another observation. He also asks, why does the Torah use the word, the expression telechu, to walk? He says as follows. The Gemara brings in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Amar Aleph, Gemara brings a machlekes, a debate, an argument, if halicha, walking around the field, is a good kinyan, is a good way to acquire it. If I want to sell you a field, so there has to be official ways of finalizing the acquisition. For a shtar, a document, or so forth. So the machlekes in the Gemara, discussion, a dispute in the Gemara, if the purchaser will walk around the field, if that will be a good acquisition. The Rabbanan hold it's not good. So therefore, we hold that halicha lehavi kinyan, walking around the field is not a way to acquire it. The Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam says, this he says at the beginning of Perek Aleph of Baba Basra. He says, that's only if you want to acquire something new, something which you never had before. If I want to buy a new field, a field that wasn't mine before, then this is not a sufficient kinyan, way to acquire it. But what happens if I already own it, except it's just a question of clarifying which portion? For example, two brothers inherit a piece of land, so now they have to divide it. So one decides, they decide that one will take the north side and the other will take the south side. Or two partners decide to divide up, to break their partnership and to divide up. So they decide that you take the north side and I'll take the south side. And they must make some type of official act to finalize it. Then walking around is sufficient. If it's just a question of clarifying which is yours, because you already owned it before, bira haloki. So walking halicha is sufficient. This is what the Rambam says. So the Ragatzover says, Torah, we're speaking here of Kinyan Torah, to acquire Torah. It's not a Dover Chodesh, it's not something new, because Torah was given to all of Israel. States Torah Tziva Lona Moshe. Torah Tziva Lona Moshe, Moresh is Kilesh Yaakov. Torah was commanded to us by Moshe, Moresh is Kilesh Yaakov. It's an inheritance for all of the congregations of Yaakov. So Torah was already given to us. Except, which portion was given to which specific person, that's not decided yet. So when a person comes to acquire Torah, he's not acquiring something new, he's just clarifying his portion in Torah. Therefore, halicha, the concept of walking around, would be sufficient. What is the walking around when it comes to acquiring Torah? Labor. To labor in Torah. This is why the Torah says, "Im mechukeisai telechu," that if you shall walk in my Torah, it's sufficient, the concept of walking, because you're not acquiring something new, you only have to clarify the portion which was already yours. And what is this concept of walking? Laboring in Torah. So accordingly, if you labor in Torah, then you make an ownership on your portion of Torah. And accordingly, if you labor in part of Torah, you make an ownership in all of Torah, in all of your portion of Torah. And this the Gemara says. It brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and after Tzadik Tesam and Beis, brings a pasuk from Mishle. The pasuk says, Mishle Tezayin. The pasuk says, Mishle Tezayin pasuk Chofov. Nefesh Omel Omlo Lei. Ki Ochaf Olotihu. If you labor, then it will labor for him. This is how the Gemara explains it. Nefesh Omel, if you will labor, it will labor for him. Ki Ochaf Olotihu. Because he forces it in his mouth. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? Someone who constantly forces Torah in his mouth. Rashi says this is someone who's always learning Torah, and always reviewing Torah, and always saying over the Torah, and it's always in his mouth. So in that case, Omel b'mokum zeh, teirose emeles le b'mokum acher. If you labor in one place in Torah, then the Torah will labor for you in another place. If the Torah sees a person who's constantly laboring in her, she will go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she will ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu permission to reveal to this person, Limsolei Tamei Torah Ustoreho, to reveal to this person all of the secret reasons of the Torah. V'chol kach loma, and why? Because this person is constantly saying over the Torah. Torah sees a Jew constantly famatrin, laboring, toiling in Torah, trying to understand the Torah. Not only will the Torah give to him the reasons and the richness of the Torah in that place, but even in other places, goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask permission to reveal all of her secrets to him. And then he brings the Yishalmi, which Yishalmi says, Mishkach Kula. When a person labors in one place of Torah, through this, he can acquire all of Torah. And this is why many times that we come to a certain portion of Torah and we don't understand it at all. We have all kind of difficulties and contradictions and whatnot. And when we start to labor and labor in it, all of a sudden it all becomes clear. Not only the corner that we were laboring in it, but everything becomes crystal clear. Nefesh Omel Amolalei. That when you labor in it, then it will labor for you. And this is the same as walking around the field, and the whole field becomes yours. Because you're not bringing something to you that you never had. Torah was already given to everyone. You're merely clarifying your portion. So this is why it states, in the Chukaisai Teilechu, that if you will walk through my Torah, and the walking, like the Maral explained, the laboring, then you will have Torah. Then the Gemara brings another, the Gemara here in Sanhedrin brings another pasuk in Mishle. Naif Isha Chosalev. This is from Mishle Vov. Zea Omar Eshlokish Alemitere Leprokim. Who will the Torah not give herself over to? That someone who learns a little here and a little there. Someone who learns Torah a little today, and then he stops. A couple of days later, he learns a little more, and he stops. He looks a little here,
And then he gets tired and he looks a little there. He starts one Mishnah and it gets a little hard, so he goes to a different Mishnah and it gets a little difficult. He goes to a third Mishnah or he decides to learn something else. That's a person the Torah won't give herself over to. And there it says, Naifisha Chosalev. That's like a person who goes from one woman to another. A person that goes from one woman to another and he forsakes his wife. He has no heart. His heart is not involved with his own wife. Therefore, he gives a little of his heart to that woman and a little of his heart to another woman and so forth. Now, Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon said, just like that person's heart is not involved entirely with his own wife, so therefore his wife's heart will not be involved entirely with him. Now this was a marshal, this was an example for the Torah. A person who gives himself entirely over to the toil of Torah, to the labor of Torah. Every opportunity that he has, every possibility, through all of his capabilities, he tries and he wants to understand Torah. This is a person that the Torah wants to give herself over to him. And she'll reveal not only what he wants, but even more. But a person who's a Nayaf Isha, who goes from one place to another place to another place, Zalemetera Leprokim, this is a person that the Torah will not give herself over to him. So that's the foundation of Im Lechu Kaisai Pelechu. The reason for this, this is the foundation where we see for all of the brachas to follow, all to the contrary, the reason for this is because the Torah is me'ilama elyon, that comes from another world. And Teiras Hashem Tamimo, Torah is perfect. Therefore, a person who the closer a person is to Torah, the more attached a person is to Torah, the more attached he's going to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Kuchi Brichu V'Raisu Chadu, Torah and Hashem is one. And Mandekorev Eitzel Torah, the closer you come to Torah, the closer you're coming to the King. And how does one come close to Torah? Through labor and giving of oneself over to the Torah. So then you're at the source of all brachas. How can there, in such a case, you're at the source of all brachas and you're very, very far away from any klolis, from any curses? And from the fact that Torah is Hashem Tamimah, that Torah is perfect, so the closer one is attached to Torah, the more perfect the person becomes. The more perfect the person becomes, so then he's close to all brachas, and he's very far away from all types of hardships and klolis, and curses. This is the reason. Therefore, this is the foundation. Im bechu kaisai teilechu. That if you labor with diligence, see, and with temidus, with consistency and continuity, not leprokim, not just here and there, and with effort, contrary to the physical nature of the person, then you become attached to Torah, you become attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, to the most perfect creation that we have. And you become uplifted from all difficulties and all klolis, and you come to Brocha. But if a person doesn't, and he becomes estranged from Torah, not like he thinks that he'll just be estranged from the laboring of Torah. He becomes eventually estranged from everything. And then he falls into the hands, to the pitfalls of all the difficulties of the world.
Actually, from here we can learn there's a great trend in our time amongst the Lomdei Torah, amongst those who study Torah, and yeshivas and so forth. There's a great trend for the amassing of information. And I feel it's actually a secular trend, because in the secular world you have that same problem. Many, many secular leaders complain. Used to be a time when people used their minds. Doctors have told me, great doctors, used to be a time when a person used his brains. Today he's got a computer, doesn't have to use his brains anymore. Just pushes buttons and he has all the information he needs. He's only interested in using his hands or dispensing with medicines. This great doctors have told me. And in every field they complain. Great businessmen have told me this. Leading businessmen. See? Used to be a time when a businessman meant he used his mind. And he had to use all of the capabilities, the faculties of the person. Today, youngsters, they say, no, it's not necessary. Go to university and learn how to make graphs and computers and calculators and finished. See? And in every field, in the secular world, they're complaining. There's a trend, a universal trend, where people are no longer interested in wisdom. Used to be you take in every field there were the masters, say. Masters of each field, art, music, whatever it might be. Now they're no longer interested in wisdom. Quantity is more important. We deal today in tremendous volumes and quantities, mass productions. It would be, for example, if someone were to offer someone, he would come with a masterpiece from one of the master artists, and he would show it to a businessman, a top businessman. So he would say, well, could we mass produce a million copies of this? See, this is what he would be interested in. But this trend has gone into the Torah fields also, where there's a great effort of massing information. And not analyzing it, not going into the depth, massing information, and there's a great emphasis, there's been, on kitsurim. Kitsurim are shortcuts. Aids to quickly get the information. It used to be to get some information, you had to start with a Mishnah, and then you started with a piece of Gemara, and then you went to a Rashi, and then you went to a Tosfos, and so forth and so on. No, immediately to get to the end, to Kitsurim. See? All kind of condensations. And to get to the final Pesach Halacha. They're interested in the final Halacha. Just tell me, I want to know what the Halacha is. All of the tremendous wisdom that everyone, all of the previous generations, toiled on and labored on, were the foundation for the final halacha. Now that's dismissed. Nobody's interested in that anymore. They want to know what the final halacha, and you have all kind of publications coming out in all languages, which tell you exactly the final halacha in each thing. And this is not what we're talking about. This is not im bechukeisai teilechu, that if you will toil in my Torah, and in the chukim yet, the statutes yet, you will labor. And already for 15, 20 years already, I've heard great Rosh Yeshivas criticize this trend. Now, one final point. That is not going to bring a person to all of the Avedis Hashem, the serving Hashem that we're speaking about. Now one final point. We have a question. Now this is good by someone who has an opportunity to labor in Torah. But what about all of the people, there are so many people who don't have the opportunity or didn't have the opportunity? Does it mean that they, heaven forbid, will become entirely divorced from Torah and Avedis Hashem? And they're left to the pitfalls which the Torah here mentions. The answer is, firstly, the obligation of Talmud Torah to study Torah and to labor Torah, that's on everyone. Everyone. And everyone must try to study and to understand and to grow in Torah in accordance to his ability, in accordance to his opportunity. But what about all of the people that have very limited opportunity? On that, there is a secondary alternative. But that's a secondary alternative. That's not an alternative in the first place. It's a secondary alternative for those that don't have the opportunity or didn't have the opportunity. And what is that? That's what the Torah tells, the Gemara brings, a mitzvah asay, a positive commandment, in Masechta Ksubos, and I've confused Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, there's a mitzvah for a person to make all types of attachments. If a person himself is not a chochem, is not a sage, is not a Talmud chochem, not a Talmud that labors in Torah, he's not a sage, then there's a positive commandment on him to make all types of attachments possible to those sages, to those chachomim that do labor in Torah. The Gemara brings, Ba'atem hadveikim ba'ashem elakechem chayim kulchem hayom, that you that have cleaved, that have attached yourself to Hashem, your God, are all alive today. How is it possible to attach yourself to Hashem? Can one attach himself to the Shechina? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a consuming fire. Elo, this refers to his sages. How do you attach yourself to a chochem, to a sage that labors in Torah? In every possible way. For example, you marry your daughter to him. Or, Rashi brings, if you take money that belongs to a Talmud Chochem and you invest it for him in some type of business in order that he will have some reward, some profit from it, and this way he will be able to continue his learning of Torah, then through your cleaving to him, and you are helping him in the study of the Torah, then you also are cleaving to the Torah and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And someone who gives benefit to the Talmidei Chachamim from his belongings, malalov akosov kilo madvik b'shkina. On this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that the person is cleaving to himself. Then the Gemara brings a different source. Here it brings a source of V'atem advekim b'Hashem elakechem chayim kulchem hayayim. It brings another source. Lavas Hashem elakecho ledof kaboy, that you shall love Hashem elakecho and you shall cleave to him. What does it mean, you shall cleave to him? So it brings the same. To cleave to those that know him. Now the Rambam brings this. This is a mitzvah asay. The Rambam brings this as one of the 613 mitzvahs. He brings this in Perek Vov of Hilchos Deos, Halacha Beis, mitzvahs asay. It's a positive commandment, li'idovek b'chachomim v'tamidehem, to cleave to the sages and to their disciples. K'dei lilmoid b'ma'aseihem, in order that you shall come close to them and learn from their deeds. And he brings it from the Pasuk Beis Tibak, you shall cleave to them. He says, now how do you do this? So he brings, a person should try to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chochem. This way you become close to a Talmud Chochem. He should try to marry his daughter to a Talmud Chochem. This way you bring him into your family. You shall try to eat and drink together with the Talmidei Chachamim. You shall do business for the Talmidei Chachamim. Ulishaber lohen bechol minei chibur. You shall try to join them. Try to join them and be amongst them in every possible way.
Shenemar Adov Kavod. And through cleaving to them, and they are cleaving to Torah, then this is a secondary way you can come to cleave to Torah. V'chein sivu chachomi, and so did our sages command, v'omru v'avi misavik b'afer adlehem. You should sit at the dust of the feet when you have the opportunity to hear them. Right? Not only if you understand their shir, because that's learning Torah, but even if you don't, right? You should go and sit by them. B'sheisi b'tzomei es divreihem, and drink in every word with thirst. This way you come close. And if they are attached to Torah, and you become attached to them, then you also become attached to Torah. And this is a mitzvah saseh. This is very important. Unfortunately, we don't see this too much in our generation today either. I met a person about a year ago from Eretz Yisrael. Actually, he was an American, but he was living in Eretz Yisrael for a good number of years, 25 years. I asked him, where does he live? And he told me a certain neighborhood. I believe the neighborhood, he said, was Shari Chesed. And I asked him, why does he live there? He gave me an answer that I haven't heard for a long time. Most people, you ask them, why do you live there? They'll tell you why. There's nice flats, or it's nice people, or it's a modern community, or a lot of Americans there, or a lot of South Africans there, a lot of Englishmen there, a lot of young people there. He says, I live there because Rav Orbach lives there. Rav Orbach is one of the great Gaonim, great Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael. I said, what do you mean because Rav Orbach lives there? He says, when I came to move to Eretz Yisrael, I heard Rav Orbach lives in Shari Chesed. I thought an opportunity to live in a neighborhood of such a great Talmud Chochem, so I bought myself a flat there. I said, more power to you. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah, Beis Yitzchak. He lives there because Rav Orbach lives there. This is something we don't hear today. This was common in the old days. This was common. Today people go to yeshivas for every reason under the sun. Every reason under the sun why they pick that yeshiva. The old days, someone went to Brisk, to the city of Brisk, because Reb Chaim was there. This is why he went to the city of Brisk. Someone went to Telz, because the Telz Rov was there. This is why he went to Telz. Someone sent his son to Slobodka, because Ramesh Mordechai was there. He wanted to send him to Ramesh Mordechai. People went to live in Vilna, because it was a city of Gaonim. They knew this concept of Beis Yitzchak. This was said after the 40 years in the desert. And after 40 years in the desert, the whole generation had died. The whole generation that have left there, that left Egypt died. It was a new generation that were left. So Hashem said, those that came close to Hashem, you're alive today. What does it mean, came close to Hashem? Means those that cleave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Those that came close to Moshe, and to the Shivim Zakenim, and to the Talmidei Chachomim of the door, and followed them, and watched them, and moved close to them, and every opportunity tried to get close to them, and watched what they did, and learned from them. You are the ones, Chaim Kulchem Hayom, you are the ones that are alive today. It was so wonderful to hear from this person, I live in Shari Chesed because Rav Orbach lives there. So this is another way of Imichukesai Teilechu. This is the source that the Torah tells us to all Avedis Hashem. The source to all serving of Hashem. And all Brocha is Imichukesai Teilechu, that if you will labor in my Torah. If you can actually labor in the Torah, then you must labor in the Torah. If you can't, then you must come close to those who labor in the Torah in all possible ways. Help them labor in the Torah, and then you will also. Malalovakosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I consider that you are laboring in the Torah. Then from here, you come to all of the brochas which are written in the Torah. We should all be zeicher to be amongst those that labor in the Torah or help others labor in the Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.